everybody, and welcome back to listening to the Middle Child Syndrome podcast.
You got the name right. Woohoo!
Yay!
Woo!
Yay!
Hey everyone, I hope you're well. We are joining you today on a, well, as we record it, it's a very rainy, windy, I almost forgot the word windy then, Wednesday. I don't know what I was going for. I was trying to say rainy and windy in the same word, like rindy or waindy. I think I was going to say waindy Wednesday. It's a very waindy Wednesday.
What?
It's the afternoon. I've had a long day.
Yeah, we can tell.
So we do have a plan for today's episode, but before we get started, there's something very important we need to address. So just a moment ago, I wandered into Rafferty's room where he was reclining on his sumptuous bed,
yeah.
Watching his television.
Yeah.
Watching Mr. Daniel Tudum.
Yes.
And enjoying his fine content. That's Dan TDM.
Yes.
For normal people. And you revealed to me that you had a guest on the bed.
Yes.
Betty. She's a cat.
Yeah.
A small furry feline.
Yes.
A slinky black cat. What did you tell me about Betty?
I said, "Hey Danny, I've heard Betty do some trumps."
Exactly, some trumps. Passing wind, bum gas.
From a cat.
From a cat. So, I mean, I don't know why, but I'd never really considered the idea that cats trump.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think everything trumps.
Even fish. Do you think fish trump?
Yeah.
Actually, I think they might. I had a goldfish when I was a kid, and
that's where the bubbles come from in the tank.
Ah, or a filter. But no, so I had a goldfish. And what was it called? It's swim bladder, I think. Its swim bladder got filled with air, which meant that it was upside down because it had swallowed too much air. So it was full of air, so it couldn't swim the right way up because its tummy was basically full of air. So it was like, burp, so it spent its whole life upside down. We had like medicine that we had to put a small amount of into the water when we changed the water. And what the medicine would do was it essentially would make the fish trump out all the excess wind. So essentially, the idea was that this medicine would make the fish make bubbles to get rid of the excess air that was in its tummy so it would swim the right way around.
Hmm.
Never worked. The fish died before it swam upside down, before it was swam the right way around again.
You must be like, wait, why am I upside down?
I'm sure that gravel was below me earlier. Weird, right?
Yeah.
I think everything?
Yeah.
Wow. Even birds, because they have the, as we know from Spies in Disguise, they have the cloaca? Is that how it was? Where they do their poos and their wees from the same place. Does that mean they also do their trumps from the same place? Do they do trumps? I don't know why we're starting off the episode fixating on trumps. I was just fascinated by the idea of cat trumps. I guess
yeah,
the question
they literally
is,
go like...
So quite long.
Yeah, but quite quiet.
Hmm. Do they smell?
No. You can't smell them, they're just there.
you can hear them. Did you feel them?
No. It's either Betty not making the noise or it's cat trumps.
Yeah. I mean, it could be you, I suppose. They could be sneaking out without you realising.
No.
As they often do. Sometimes I tickle Rafferty, and very often when I tickle him, things escape from his bottom. Gas-based things, obviously. It's not like got people up there or something. That would be weird.
Why would I have people in my bum?
You tell me. So that wasn't... But this isn't how we had planned to talk about what
no.
to start this episode. This isn't what we're going to be talking about. I wanted you to all be aware that cats do trump. That's a thing that happens.
It's either that or Betty's just going... Meow.
Could she have been, like, sighing or yawning or just generally going, ugh?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe she disagreed with your choice of, of TV watching.
Yeah.
Like watching Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and she's like, "Ugh, this one." Watching it.
I mean that film's an amazing film, but yeah.
That is a good film. Is it the best Spider-Man film?
Yes, because I've only seen one. Actually, okay. That's not true. I've seen Far From Home.
Have you not seen Homecoming?
Yeah, I've seen Homecoming.
Oh, so you've seen three Spider-Man films.
Yeah, but I still think Into the Spider-Verse is the best.
I would be... I mean, I do like Tom Holland as Spider-Man. I think he's great. But I did love Into the Spider-Verse. I thought it was tremendous. Yeah. There's so many wonderful details in the way the world is realised and the way it's all put together. For those that don't know, Into the Spider-Verse is an animated Spider-Man film. It's now on Netflix. And it focuses on young Miles Morales,
who's got a game.
Yeah, now. There's a new game on the PS5 out. That's right. You can
get it on the PS4.
He becomes Spider-Man. So it's not Peter Parker, although Peter Parker is in it. It's very complicated. There's different universes, different realities. All kinds of things are going on.
It's basically only for the smart, nerdy kids.
Kingpin's in it. He appears to be made out of Duplo. It's very strange.
Yeah.
He's very large and very square.
Giant and Duplo Kingpin, that's funny.
Well, that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
His proportions are ridiculous. But it's great. It's a fun story. It's the characters are well told. There's a talking pig who has spider powers and stuff.
And that's this dude from Black and White Times.
Yeah, the Black and White Times. But the art direction is amazing. And it's wonderful. There is, and I'm sure we've spoken about this before, so I'm sorry if we're repeating ourselves, but there is a moment in the film where our heroes are running away. One of them is trying to eat a bagel, doesn't have time to eat his bagel, so he hurls the bagel at an enemy. And in much the same way that the old Adam West cartoon would have noises of the fights on screen, like bam, pow, piff, piff, biff, biff, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
It says, bagel!
It's just funny.
As the bagel makes contact. It's great. Loads of little touches
just,
like that.
It's just bagel.
Bagel!
Imagine chasing after Spider-Man and bagel. You get a bagel in your face.
I mean, I'd be distracted, I think, because
I'd try to catch it in my mouth.
Exactly.
I'd be like, I'd see it coming, and I'd be like, oh gosh. Bleah.
Well, yeah, what if you did catch it in your mouth, and then you've got, like, what if the velocity of the throw was such that you had your mouth open, and the bagel hit your mouth, and then distorted, so it went into your mouth, and then you had an entire bagel in your mouth?
That'd be weird.
It would be weird. I mean, it's a delicious problem to have.
The only thing that could make that better is if the bagel had Nutella on it.
Nutella bagels are good. Like a cream cheese bagel. You probably never had a cream cheese bagel. Damn good. I used to have cream cheese bagels when I was a kid. It was lovely. I know you don't like cheese, but cream cheese isn't really like cheese.
Okay.
It's like a kind of
cheese.
Not really, it's not, but it's not really cheesy. It's like I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
I can't explain it. I can't really say what cream cheese is like. It's just like cream cheese. So what we were going to talk about today is
Minecraft.
That's right. A game that many of you will probably have heard of. Well, I imagine so, because I think it is the highest grossing game of all time, and that's Minecraft.
Yeah.
So it's been out for a long time now.
I think the first version... Yeah, the first version of it was released in, like 19-something.
Oh, I don't think it was that... I don't think it's that old.
Oh, well, it's, like, 20...
I'm going to say 2000 and...
Yeah, I think it's, like,
eight?
Yeah, it's 2009.
2012?
No, 9.
You sure?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because Dante Den played the oldest version of Minecraft and it was released in 2009.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's really old.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like 12 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is my maths correct on that?
I don't know, I'm not good at maths.
Well, you're better than me. Lindsay, just in case you're listening, I am actually better than my maths. I'm actually better than maths than my 9-year-old. Honest.
No, I know what 12 times 10 is.
What is it?
It's 124.
Sure?
It's 149.
Sure?
It's 120.
Where are you getting the extra numbers from? What's 10 times 10?
100.
So what's 12 times 10?
120?
Yay! There you go.
Oh, yeah. But then I asked the question, what's 12 times 11? 11.
12 times 11?
Well, it's 12 times 11, and I want you to answer this one to prove that your maths is good.
Oh, God. I might have to edit this bit out because I'm really terrified. I don't like... My dad used to do this. We'd be around the dinner table and some kind of conversation would come up that would feature like a numerical element. And he'd be like, well, what is that then? What is, 4 million times 6,000? I don't know. Let's talk about something else like Minecraft and how fantastic it is.
Yeah.
So Minecraft is a great... It's quite... it's not the nicest looking game in the world.
It does look nice.
Well,
I like it. It looks nice. If you put shaders on it, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. If you're playing on PC, then you have the ability to do all kinds of wonderful things.
And I'm going to say this. The Nether with shaders on in Minecraft, it looks amazing. The lava sea makes it look all bright and dark. And
so for those who don't know, the Nether... We'll get onto the Nether in a second.
It's
scary. It's spooky. So... It's more than spooky. I find it unsettling, deeply unsettling. So, Minecraft is an open world game where you essentially... There's two modes. Survival, where you have to, and I'm sure you're going to be shocked to hear this, survive by finding food and building shelter and trying not to get eaten by zombies at night time. That's right, there are zombies that roam the land at night time, as well as giant spiders, skeletons with bows and arrows, and all manner of other terrifying beasties.
Spiders... But there's also green cactuses that explode.
Oh, yeah, creepers. Yeah, of course.
There's green cactuses that explode.
And then there's a creative mode where you basically can do whatever you want. There is such a range of things. When I first started playing Minecraft, a reasonable amount of time ago, obviously, it was fairly basic. You could build houses. There was earth and... concrete and stone and all the rest of it, but they've added so much stuff since.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I kind of wish they just didn't.
I mean, it's become quite a complicated game, hasn't it?
And it takes like 5 years to load.
Well, it can be quite slow. I think...
Like, I can't play online because it takes so long to load.
Well, I think you can't play online on the Switch because...
No, that's not what it is, because it still says 6 servers. It just takes forever to load.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's weird.
It just takes forever. I just wish they didn't add like 5,000 new things that made the game so big that it made it so it taked up 50 million megabytes.
It does take up a lot of space. Yeah. But it is basically like an infinite Lego set, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
Which is pretty fun. And the Nether, for those... who were unaware. So within the game, if you build a certain thing, you can create a portal.
Another portal. Made of obsidian, which you can only mine with a diamond pickaxe.
Which is hard to get. And that takes you to this other dimension, which looks a bit like hell, I think.
I think it is based off hell.
Because it's got like fire everywhere and the floor is mostly lava and there's all kinds of horrific beasties. I mean, like, I say horrific, they're all very blockily rendered and they don't look terrible, or anything like that. What are those floaty boys called?
Blazers. Ghosts.
That's it. These sort of big, huge floaty boys that big float around and go...
And if ghosts were not blocky, I swear they would look so much worse.
Yeah, I think that's true of a lot of the creatures, especially the bad guy creatures, right?
Yeah, like creepers.
But handily, they are all blocky.
Yeah.
So they're all...
There's also wither skeletons who are... Not nice.
But because they're blocky, for the most part, they all look kind of endearing, because they all look a bit naff.
They don't look naff.
Well, no, but they don't look threatening, do they? You don't see any of the creatures go, no thanks.
Hi, guys.
Oh, we're being interrupted, everybody. There is a Clementine about to join us on the podcast for the very first time. Say hello to everybody, Clementine. Clementine, are you covered in croissant crumbs?
Yeah.
Are you? You're covered in some croissant crumbs?
Yeah.
We just stopped the podcast here for a second because Clementine arrived and chaos ensued. She is a girl who is good at causing chaos, even though she is completely delightful. Anyway, the podcast will be back in just 1 second. Hello, everybody. We're back. We are back. You just caught Rafferty making some funny noises there. He looks a bit sheepish. What were the noises about, Ref? What were you making?
Well, I just got some thermal pyjamas.
Excellent.
Yes.
Covered in sharks.
And so my toy cat was just having a nibble on me.
Yep. She likes fish. And she is attempting to devour you at this very moment.
Yeah. Oh, I just heard...
Oh, Clementine's back! And you're wearing your jammies.
PJ buddies!
We'll be back in a second, guys. And we are back.
Yeah.
So, what were we talking about?
Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, Minecraft.
It's good.
Yep. Good. Really good. So, the reason why Minecraft has come back into our sort of thoughts recently is, so we've played it before on the Xbox.
Yeah.
We even had the version on tablet a long time ago.
Yeah.
But Rafty has recently purchased it for the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
So you've been playing a lot of Minecraft on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Which is fun for a couple of reasons. You know, it makes it more portable, which is cool.
Yeah.
Not that you've really used it in a portable sense. No. But there is, you get, because it's a Nintendo Switch, you get a free pack of skins.
Yeah.
To make your characters look
Not just a free pack, you get a whole ready-built world.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
But what's the theme of the world?
A Mario world.
Of course it is.
Because Nintendo is known for one thing only, Mario. And a bunch of other stuff.
One thing, except all the other things that it's made. Yeah. But no, Mario is, I think Mario is probably the most recognisable video game character in the world.
No, that's Pokemon.
Well, no, I didn't... No. So Pokemon is the franchise that's made the most money.
I still can't actually believe that.
Yeah, like, more than Star Wars, more than Marvel.
Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
I think they benefit from not just doing one thing, right?
Yeah.
Like Marvel sell comics and make films and now TV shows. That's it. Star Wars make toys and make films.
A lot of toys.
And now TV shows. Pokemon make games, films, TV shows, books, action figures, make Pokemon trading cards, and that's a big thing as well. Posters, t-shirts, caps, cuddly toys, everything.
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo,
water bottles.
Yeah.
Shampoo.
Minecraft does have action figures too.
That is true.
I know this because I am in possession of two, thanks to Father Christmas.
Thanks to Father Christmas.
And I do want to get more because they are very fun.
They are fun. But yeah, so we've been enjoying, Raf particularly has been enjoying playing Minecraft on the Nintendo Switch a lot more recently. And, well, you've accomplished some amazing things.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell people what you've been up
to? Right. I have made a very special world called Raph's Amazing Wonderful World. And so it started off all with me spawning on an island in the middle of the sea, because that's what always happens to me. I always spawn on islands in the middle of the sea.
Like, maybe it's the game's way of telling you it believes you're an island-dwelling individual. You know, that you're a man who loves the sea. Whereas you're like, it has this idea that you're like this Robinson Crusoe-esque character who's going to survive on his wits.
I do quite like the sea. It just washes in and back and in and back.
Hmm. Like a cat's tongue drinking water. Mellum, 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 mellum.
Yeah, so we started off, I flew to find some mountains, spawned like 1 million things, spawned a wither for some reason. Still don't know why I did that.
A wither, if anyone doesn't know, is a horrifying creature from another dimension that will destroy everything in its path.
Yeah.
Cool move, Raf.
I spawned it, like, away from that house, though. And then I went some, found a quiet nook, and I started work on my modern house.
Hmm.
Yes, and then I put up some walls so no things could get in, and,
The modern house was fantastic. It was a beautifully rendered two-story building, a nice living space, a wonderfully realised. It had a large, open sort of atrium area. It was a beautifully built accommodation. It looked fantastic.
Thanks.
And like you said, safe and secure in your specially built compound.
Yeah, and I did some cool redstone because it was actually quite hard because I am absolutely terrible at redstone.
So redstone is like electricity in Minecraft world. You use it to power
mechanisms. But it's like 5,000 million times more complicated.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how complicated electricity is. I mean, I feel like it must be fairly complicated. Cause
yeah, but redstone's like way more complicated.
True, but less likely to electrocute you.
Yeah. So I built some cool gates, and that was I was like, yeah, I was pretty chuffed with myself, and then it hit me. Currency.
Oh, well, before the currency, you didn't just build gates, did you? What else can you get in and out of your accommodation?
That's the only way to get out.
You sure?
Yeah.
No other ways?
No.
No Minecraft, minecart, railroads, rail track ways?
No, that was later.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm skipping ahead.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
So I was like, yeah, and then it hit me.
It was a fish. Somebody threw it through the window and it landed on you.
Shush! I'm telling a good story here.
Okay. When will it start?
Whammo!
Oh, my teeth.
Wait, Daddy now has no teeth.
That's not true. I got yucky teeth.
So, I was like... So, I started work on Raft Coins. And before I could do it, I was like... I was told to head to bed. I had tea. And then I... did not get to sleep that night. I had so many ideas and only like one of them worked.
Did it?
Yeah.
I thought lots of your ideas
worked. No. I had an idea where if you dropped something into a hopper, it would give you the thing to travel across, but that doesn't work. So I'm pretty sad that didn't work.
Oh.
It'd be like a vending machine system.
That'd be cool.
But it didn't work, so yay!
Maybe we just need to refine it or faff with it.
No, I literally tried it so that if you put something in there, it doesn't send a redstone signal. Because I feel like you can do that with hoppers, but I tried and you just can't.
Don't you need a dropper to go into a hopper? Doesn't the dropper go into the hopper and then the hopper does the thing?
No.
You sure? Does the hopper go into the dropper or the dropper go into the hopper?
Never mind. Redstone's complicated.
Mm. Yeah, it certainly is.
So it didn't work, so I was like, oh, that's...
But let's not focus on what didn't happen, let's focus on what did happen.
So I created Raft Coins. They're just gold nuggets named Raft Coins.
And they can be exchanged for goods and services.
Yeah, and then I also made Mega Raft Coins, which are gold ingots.
Nice.
Just renamed.
And they're worth 100 Raft Coins?
Yeah.
And then you built a farm, right?
Yeah, I built a farm on some... on a mountain that I had to make more square.
Yeah, but that mountain wasn't connected to your current mountain, was it?
So I made a railway, I made a minecart to go across, and I made some awesome stilts with it.
You did, you made a beautifully realised bridge across from one lofty plateau to another.
Yeah.
Fantastic. A little railway. It's tremendous.
Thanks.
And since then, you've just added more and more stuff. It's gone from strength to strength.
Yeah.
You've even built a damaged bridge, which looks fantastic.
Thanks.
So there was a... Rafty decided to build a dungeon in a nearby mountainside.
Yeah.
It's got like a spooky door.
So I actually have some wee thoughts on the dungeon. I'm going to make it so there's going to be some like... There's some like 4x4 tubes that you can just mine in. And then it's going to be... So in the first bit, you walk down the stairs. There's a big chamber with some spawners. And so once you kill most of the enemies, you can go through the doors. And then it's just going to be like a couple of things, then another big chamber, then a couple of things, and then another big chamber. But every time, the chambers are going to get different. And every time you complete a chamber, the rewards are higher.
That sounds like a good idea.
So it's not like loads of, like, yeah. So it's basically just mine mobs, until you get to, like... like the Nether Fortress level or the end level.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the end is a place in Minecraft.
Yeah, it's where you defeat the Ender Dragon. And I actually think defeating the Ender Dragon frees the end. Because the achievement is called Free the End.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I think, yeah, that's it.
Sounds good. I like the plan. I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
And, Ref was showing me all of his wonderful, amazing world, and it is both wonderful, amazing. I was so impressed. It's fantastic.
And then you were so impressed that you decided to join.
I did. I did join. and I have built a truly ridiculous house that sticks out from the side of the cliff.
Hey, it's not ridiculous, it's cool.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And that leads me on to something else. So, yes, I did build a home. And you can get these things in Minecraft called armor frames. And the idea is that you put, like, the armor that you're wearing on them.
There's also jack-o'-lanterns in Minecraft.
And that'll become important later. So I thought, I'll put a couple in and I'll make a little cloakroom in my house. Yes, that's right. I built a cloakroom. Exciting times. But there's a lot of windows and, you know... So what happened is, Rafty encouraged me to head back to my house. And I did. And then I got into the room where the bed is, because it was nighttime in our world. And if you sleep, then the game skips forward and you wake up and it's daytime. So he went off to his house to sleep, and I went off to my house to sleep. So I slept in the bed, and when I woke up in the morning, Rafferty had changed the armour stands so they had on some kind of shabby brown clothing and jack-o'-lanterns as heads.
And axes and swords
and
in their
axes
hands.
Axes and swords. So I was surprised to see two, like... beasties coming at me. Like, ah, what's that?
Two crazed maniacs that have decided to put pumpkins on their heads to to conceal them.
Yes, pumpkin head beasties. And then, so that was fun. And then, not to sit on his laurels, later on we played again and again. I went back to my house so I could have a little sleep. And when I woke up, Rafty had moved these beasties significantly closer.
To the window.
Right to the window. So they were right there looking at me, cracking. But that wasn't the end of it.
No, there's still like two more versions of the mad pumpkin head people.
So at one point I went back to my house and I opened my front door and what should greet me? Ah, it's a pumpkin head. Thanks, Raph.
Yeah, it's literally at the front door. Oh. You can't see it any. Like, you could never have seen it coming.
No, I didn't see it coming. It made me jump.
Yes.
Ah, what's that? Because I know it's only Minecraft, but it's surprising. And they don't look that friendly. And it did. It genuinely made me jump. And then...
Yeah, that's I just basically made a Minecraft horror map for you.
Kind of, yeah. And then... So we built a couple of towers because we wanted to try and play a sort of game within the game, which we'll get onto in a minute. And so I built this watchtower and I built an underground
this
tunnel.
This is probably the best version of it.
I built an underground tunnel from my house to this watchtower. And the tunnel went in and then there was a right angle left turn. So it's like a blind turn. So I was going to my watchtower, Raph was going to his watchtower. I went in, I made the left turn, and what was right there? Pumpkin head! Ah! Made me jump.
That was probably the best version of it.
I disagree. That was good, and that made me jump. And then I got up onto my watchtower, and we were going there because it was turning into nighttime. So I looked out, and I was delighted because the sun was setting, and the sun was going down in front of me, and the view was wonderful. Looking out on the vast ocean as the sun went down, tremendous. I thought I would, I'll turn around and see if I can see the moon coming up. I turn around to see if I can see the moon coming up. What's there? Boom! Pumpkin head! Ah! Oh.
Yes, I absolutely love them. And that joke is going to go on for longer than you expected.
It's already gone on longer than I expected. Yes. I mean, it is tremendous. And you've done a fantastic job. And you've made me jump a number of times. I'm just not expecting to see these creatures. And there they are, following me around. That's great.
And hey, maybe they'll even invite their friends.
Oh no, as long as they don't invade reality. That's when I'll start to get worried.
What?
Just to say, I'm only be concerned. Well, I mean, it's fun and everything, but I'll be worried if they start to join us in the real world.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna go and look out the window. Oh, hi, I'm a stand with a pumpkin head.
Ah,
what are you doing?
No. So yeah, so the reason why we built the watchtowers is because we thought we would try a new game within the game.
And that game is called Horde Mode.
That's right, Horde Mode. So what we do is, you can switch quite easily between creative and survival.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously when you're in creative mode, you can float around and do whatever you like and nothing can hurt you and everything's fine and dandy. In survival mode, you do have to survive. You have to eat food to keep your energy up. When things attack you, it does damage and you can ultimately die.
And your stuff breaks, which really was close to happening with my sword if I hadn't have noticed.
Rafty named his sword Le Slice.
After Dante Dem's sword, also named Le Slice.
Le Slice.
Le Slice.
Not Le Slice.
No.
Le Slice sounds like a cake maker.
Yeah.
Good day, I'm Le Slice, confectioner.
Yeah. Basically.
So yeah, and then what we do is we spawn in a load of beasties and creatures into our world, and we've got like villagers in our town that we've made in Raft City, and these beasties will try and get to the villagers. Well, so it's our job to protect them and defend them.
Yeah, so basically the job is, well, they're not going to be there forever, but for a little while, there's villagers in a wooden fence cage, and for the first
one... It's not a cage, it's a holding area to keep them safe.
Okay, and for the first one we did zombies, because zombies go after villagers.
So we put loads of them in, and then it was our job to try and defend them without
dying. And it actually looked like they were swarming the gates.
They did, didn't they? It was great, it worked really well, and we've done harder and harder enemies and various other bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Thus far, you've survived pretty much all right, haven't you?
Yeah.
Although I did die the other day because they got me. I got swarmed and it was no good. It was terrible.
Yeah, and I need to put mending on my sword ASAP, otherwise it's going to die, and I don't want that to happen.
Wouldn't you just be able to get another sword and call it a slice? Another sword, another sword. You can get as much sword as you like.
Actually, I think I can. I will just buy another sword. I don't need to get mending. Because the cool thing about it is, one, like, when we complete a horde mode, we unlock a new tier of equipment.
That's right, we've decided to give ourselves a reward. And the thing is, as part of Raph's progress on building his town, he's also put some trading posts in. So there's a guy that sells armour and weapons, and the guy that sells food. You know, you can get soup and stew and bread and all this kind of stuff, as well as from one guy, and then from the other guy you can get armour and bows and arrows and swords and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And enchanted stuff.
And enchanted stuff. And you have to pay, that's right, Raph coins to get the stuff.
Also, I was thinking, if we get to diamond tier by doing the next horde mode, then you can actually trade diamonds in for 1 mega Raph coins. For 1 mega Raph coin.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, we've created this... Well, I say we. I can't take any credit. Raph's created this whole amazing, wonderful... Oh, you've even got a horse, haven't you? We built the stables and you've got a horse. What's the horse called?
No. We didn't build a stable. You built a stable.
Well, I might have built a stable, yeah.
And I named my horse Epona.
Why Epona?
Because that's the name of the horse that, in, like, I feel like all of the games, apart from Breath of the Wild, Link has.
Link is the hero of the Legend of Zelda series.
A series that I quite like, but I've only played one game of.
Certainly the name of the horse in Ocarina of Time, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and I think, no, not Majora's Mask. What's it called? Twilight Princess. It's also the name of the horse in Twilight Princess.
Oh, fair enough. So, yeah, if you haven't already had a go at Minecraft...
we recommend it.
Yeah.
A lot.
And if you have already had a go at Minecraft, we can recommend Horde Mode.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
And you can make it as challenging or as straightforward as you like. You know, you can have enchanted weapons or not. You can have... less zombies, more zombies. You can have unbreakable walls. You can have easy to break walls. You can do whatever you want to do. But I don't know. I quite enjoyed it, to be honest. I thought it was quite fun. And it gets, like, I sort of went in thinking, oh, this will be straightforward. It's not. It was. It got quite fraught quite quickly.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of need to stay on your watchtower and, like, come.
Yeah, that's what you. Although you kept falling off of your watchtower, which is not ideal.
I fell off on all of the rounds, all of them.
It's tremendous. It's good work.
I was trying not to, but I actually thought of something. If I hold crouch, then you can't fall off blocks.
Oh.
So that's easier than just falling off. Just holding crouch.
Good idea.
Yeah, because that makes you kind of go, like, on the edge of the block, but you can't go any forward, so you fall off.
Okay.
And that's what people do when they're bridging across the nether. They hold shift so they don't fall into the lava.
Well, that's a good idea, because falling into lava, I'll have to check the internet on this, but I'm pretty sure that it's not advised for a long and healthy life.
No.
I think falling into lava is generally considered to be, you know, bad.
Yeah.
With the inverted commas there. It's not good. And likely to cause discomfort.
Yeah.
The odd tingle.
Yeah. And the odd melting of skull.
Yeah, and you're probably not supposed to melt that.
No, I think the skull protects you.
Yeah, I think it's considered to be important.
Yeah.
I've just got stuck now, so I'm doing every other word with air quotes, despite the fact I'm saying making no sense. Even though I'm just doing it all the time, can't help it. You've got to help me. Because I'm stuck. Ow!
I slapped you in the face.
There are nicer ways.
No, that's what they do in films if someone's unconscious.
I wasn't unconscious, although it seems to have worked. Huh, cool. Right. So, Minecraft. It's very good. Horde mode, it's tremendous. Rafferty, a wizard Minecraft. It's a great way to exercise some creativity.
Yeah.
You spent hours doing all of this stuff. Obviously, he's managed to, you know, create a practical joke situation. He's built some amazing things.
Yeah.
He's been very creative. It is absolutely fantastic. If you haven't played it, play it. If you haven't played it in a while, play it again.
Yeah.
If you're playing it right now, I mean, that's rude. Give the podcast your full attention.
Yeah.
Jeez, guys. Thanks.
Or if you're just fighting, or if you're just about to strike the final blow on the Ender Dragon, then well done. I can't even kill the Ender Dragon in survival.
No, I'm sorry, I can't agree with that. If you're going to listen to the podcast, listen to the podcast. Don't be doing other things. Rude. Rude.
Don't listen to him. He's just an enthusiast. I actually hired him, and he's getting paid 100 Wrath bucks a day.
I am. When am I going to get those? When am I going to get those sweet, sweet bucks?
In Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. No, I did it. We won't see them next time because it's a podcast.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh.
Well, everybody, goodbye, and hope you listen to us next time.
That's good. All right, see you later.
Wait.
Whoa.
Now a word from our sponsor. Hello there, and I am Rafferty, and I like reading Jamie Smart. He's the best author ever. Read his books.
And now a word from our other sponsor. Do you need shoes? Go to Bert's Shoes.
We sell
shoes that go on feet. We've got brown shoes and black shoes. Some with laces. Some without.
Also, you can buy Jamie Smart's amazing books there. Jamie Smart, if you're listening to this, I've recently started reading Flemba 2, and I am loving it. Flemba has a very fiery bottom.
Bert shoes. Recommended for shoes.